Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking STEM and STEAM education with Dave Crowther. He's the executive director of the Raggio Research Center at UNR. For the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by David Crowther. He is executive director of the Raggio Research Center for STEM Education at UNR. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Let's start out with the big announcement.
Well, the big announcement. I was just recently elected as the president of the National Science Teachers Association.
And that's pretty huge. Explain what that means.
Well, the National Science Teachers Association, or we know them as NSTA, is the largest science teacher organization in the world, just shy of 60,000 members, and represented in all across the United States and in several other countries as well.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing for the next 3 years?
So I will serve as president-elect, president, and then retiring president in a three-year term, and will be an ambassador, basically, to all the states and all the places they send me for getting better and more science taught in schools.
What got you interested in science as a kid?
That's a very good question. I've always had an interest in science. I didn't realize it was science. I just had an interest in the natural world. And so, growing up, with our generation, if I could say that, not so much television, but we were outside always doing things or in the garage building things. And I think that's where kind of my passion came. I know that I come from a long line of engineers. My father's an electrical engineer. My grandfather's a civil engineer. So there are always projects at our house. And I was fascinated by how things work and how things grow and all those different kinds of things. And so I think that's kind of the very deepest roots of where this comes from.
Okay, and what was your first memorable project that you built?
Oh, wow. Well, so my father built... television stations inside of shipping containers as one of his companies. And then he would ship them to third world countries where they would then have mobile uplink, downlink capabilities to share news.
Through satellites.
And yeah, and but there are actually whole production studios built in these things. So I remember welding racks of television gear into these containers in our garage as we built some of these early on in my life. That's probably one of my earliest memories.
Let me ask you this. Well, you know, kids today, all right, the students of today, you know, how interested are they? And explain what STEM education is so people understand what we're talking about here.
Okay. So STEM education, so let's define STEM. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And so when we take STEM education, it's pretty much defined as any two or more of those combined together into some kind of a project or problem-based type learning situation. And the goal of that problem and project-based learning is to really develop the problem-solving and critical thinking that seems to have kind of gone away over the last decade in public schools.
And why is that? Why has critical thinking, you know, disappeared in some ways?
Well, I guess a little bit of legislation, the No Child Left Behind, pushed a lot of states to really just push writing and mathematics. And although that you think you would develop problem solving and critical thinking in both of those, the efficiency way that was pushed was to really more or less just memorize and then, you know, identify a right answer and then move on, not really develop the thinking skills that go along with that or the ability to argue and based upon evidence. It was simply we call it efficiency curriculum. It's kind of like lecturing. You can get a lot of information over in a short period of time, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to grasp it and take it with them.
All right, so basically you're studying to learn how to pass a test.
That's kind of what we've been doing.
Because I grew up in England.
Okay.
And you know, I went to school there. Didn't do that well, but I went to school there. We were never given multiple choice. When you did a test, they asked you a question. You had to know the answer. And you had no idea where they were coming from. If you didn't read the books, which in some cases I didn't, you were stuck. You couldn't sit there and go eeny, meeny, miny, mo and see if you could pass it by that method.
So, interestingly enough, this is what we're heading towards now. So maybe we're a little bit behind Europe in that way. But I think we're also ahead of many, many countries in our ability to develop this on a wholesale basis. So new assessments, which are coming legislatively in science, they'll be here at the end of next year. The idea is that kids will be given a project or a problem, and they're going to have to use all the skills that they have in order to solve those problems. It won't be so multiple choice anymore. They're really going to be analyzing the thinking processes that they use, the ability to problem solve, the ability to look at information, or even in some cases, collect information, even data, if you will, and from that data, you know, make some kind of a conclusion based upon that, or a claim, if you will. And then we have to communicate that based upon that. So using the discourse of science and mathematics, we call that argumentation. And so using argumentation, we have to convince other people that the evidence that we have claimed substantiates that.
Okay, prove your
basically to prove it, right? So we're going away from just solving, you know, the answer C typically, right? And moving way away from that. The problem is that's hard. We don't quite know how to do that in a large population to get that down to statistics that are easily, you know, figured out. So working on that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more on this when we return.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully's Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with David Crowther. He's executive director of the Ratio Research Center for STEM Education. And, you know, one of the things that the issue was raised in my mind immediately when you were talking in the previous segment was, you know, at this point in time, it seems like the people who are really far ahead in these fields are the Chinese and the Indians. And, you know, those are the groups that we're trying to get to come to this country and be residents of this country. How competitive are we with China and India at this point?
That's a great question.
Boy, that's two in the show so far. Oh. Okay.
So about 5 years ago, I had an opportunity to go over to China with 27 other science educators to kind of have an exchange about educational ideas. And our goal going into China and what they had actually requested from us was how to teach through inquiry. What is this inquiry kind of a thing? And so as we exchanged ideas with them, it was very interesting to see, and we visited several schools across at least the Shanghai and nearby cities there. We saw that children were engaged in their learning, but it was mostly a memorization and then, of course, retelling of that memorization, right? And when you would engage a couple of students, by the way, most of them spoke English, too, at these schools, it was interesting because the answer was memorized, but there was no context for that answer. In other words, the problem-solving aspect seemed to be missing. And so if I know the right answer, but I don't know how to problem solve for that answer or what I can do with that information, then it's just useless information.
So is that like not knowing how to do the work, you know, that you have the answer, but you can't figure out how to get there?
Well, I think they certainly know how to get there, you know, through memorizing an equation or an algorithm, right?
Right, but you can't show the work.
I think that they could probably show the work, but they couldn't deviate from that.
Okay.
Understand? So like,
again,
for instance,
the critical thinking part was missing there, too.
Completely missing. And that's what the basis of inquiry education is to really develop that problem-solving, critical thinking, multiple approaches to solving an equation, not just memorizing, you know, the steps of how to solve a problem, like, or a math problem, so to speak. So we found that really interesting. What we also found, though, was that through the memorization, they had a lot of content knowledge. They actually covered quite a bit more content than we did. And so then the question is just memorizing all that content knowledge, they just didn't have a place to go with it. So the students are really good at learning what I would call traditional learning, probably be very successful in our universities, but couldn't problem solve or do the innovation that we're looking for, especially here in Reno. We're looking to just reinvent and innovate. And I found that their school system was lacking that innovative part.
All right, so at this point, you feel comfortable that we can be very competitive, that we don't have to reach out to other countries to bring these people in. We can do it right here.
Yes, I do. I firmly believe that. I think that we need a stronger support system, and I think that we need to invest in our education, even in pre-K. But I do think that we have the skills, the talent, and the people to make that happen. Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about STEAM. How does STEAM vary from STEM?
So as I'd mentioned, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. When we add the A to the acronym, that adds the arts to STEM, which makes it STEAM. This is an interesting thing because people think that STEAM is the next maybe iteration of STEM, and I really think it probably is. However, I believe the art has always been there, and if you look at any engineering, let's just use that for an example, there's always aesthetics involved in an engineering design, and so we've always paid attention to that artistic piece. I mean, if you think about art, there wouldn't be art without science.
Right.
And so I think that the degree to which something is implicit to explicit, I think art's always been there. And I think that the STEAM movement is really to make the art explicit in the instruction that we do. Now, I totally support the STEAM movement. I think that it adds creativity. It adds another dimension of thinking that is valuable to the STEM fields, and so I think that it's just a natural connection, to education.
All right, and so that really incorporates, I would guess, the design phase of things.
Absolutely. From the design to the product to the presentation. We never think about, having a debate about something that we've just, collected evidence on. But even communicating that is an art in itself. Sometimes we get caught in, well, the art in STEAM is just the technical arts, but it's not. There's even performance art there. In one of my classes on campus, I actually have the kids role play the biogeochemical cycles, and they have to be a water droplet in the hydrologic or water cycle. And although that may seem very low level, the idea, though, is that actually acting out the process solidifies that whole process in a person's mind.
Exactly, and then they can then utilize that later on down the road because now they've built mental muscle memory.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to keep them here for the whole show. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
There are reasons why people shop Washburn Carpets. First, we provide a wide selection of quality products and expert installation. You deal directly with me, the owner. I'll personally visit with you at your home to get accurate measurements. That means the right price for carpet, pad, installation, and removal of your old carpet. At Washburn, there's no gimmicks or add-ons, just satisfied customers. That's why we've been in business for over half a century. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with David Crowther. He is the executive director of the Raggio Research Center for STEM Education. one of the things I didn't mention when we were talking about the Indian kids and the Chinese kids is that they have a much longer school day than we do in our country.
Yeah, so typically there's some kind of a preschool, schooling, and then after school, like cram school or something like that, where there's additional tutoring and things like that that take place. We don't have that. However, parents oftentimes take some children to tutoring. There are after-school programs that we try to do enrichment in. I'm not sure that it's the amount of time that we spend on doing science, STEM, STEAM. I think it's the quality of what we do. And I think one of the pieces to the quality of that education is getting children out of their desks and out of the book and into doing real things. And so I like to refer to that as playing STEM. If I just read about STEM, I don't ever know the power of it, right? And so if I actually have a project that I have to do, then all of a sudden I'm engaged at a level that is much higher than any other type of teaching that I can do. And this is one of the things that that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation found out, spending somewhere around $500 million studying what makes quality education. Well, one of the big things they found was teachers that engage students are highly effective teachers. So let me give an example. The Lemelson STEM Academy, just offside of campus. As I visit that school and see the things that are going on, the halls are filled with students, and the noise level's a little bit higher, but what am I seeing? Well, sixth graders are working on catapults, and they have a specific design strategy and a goal that they have to launch a certain payload so far. And they're calculating, what distance that needs to be, what kind of an arc that needs to go, and how to do that. And although much of it seems to be trial and error, what the kids are doing is they're designing, they're testing, they're redesigning, they're doing engineering and combining the knowledge of science with it.
And eventually getting success. Can't let you not talk about Jerry Lemelson, for whom that academy is named. Just name off some of this guy lived at Lake Tahoe. His wife is still an incredibly generous philanthropist to our region. But speak of Jerry Lemelson and the things that he invented.
So I had an opportunity at the Lemelson School to the STEM Academy to see some of Jerry's science notebooks or his invention notebooks. You almost feel like you want to wear white gloves as you look at these because they're just fantastic ideas in print. The idea of Velcro, who would have thought, right? And to see the designs, the drawings that he put together with the words and the how those ideas came together in his mind and then were translated into the actual product, I think that's really important. A lot of people say STEM education is just the science, technology, engineering, mathematics, or adding the art piece to it. But does that not also add writing, reading, language arts component to it? And by the way, I think those notebooks show that there was so much art involved in that, just even in sketching, that it was pretty amazing.
Well, and the inventions he made are just in everyday life. We use them all the time. I mean, VCRs, DVDs, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
I'm trying to remember, but it's an astounding number of patents that he holds.
He was one of, if I'm not mistaken, he was one of the highest patent owners in the world and fiercely fought to defend those patents. He designed, the blinkers on automobiles was one of the things that he fought all the auto companies because they would steal his technology, and he fought them, and he won. There's a big grant that has just come that is coming through the Board of Regents. It's going to be at Western Nevada College. Can you share a little bit about how that's going to help in this process?
So that's workforce development training, and although
which is our big need.
It really is, and I was not personally involved on that grant, but very supportive. And what we need is with the shift that's happening in Reno, with the development of high tech, the development of these great partners that we have, Switch, Tesla, and all the support companies that come along with that, what we have to do is have people that can be successfully employed in those kinds of businesses. And as we've shifted to this more of a technology base, what we have to do is provide a stronger education for our students. And I don't even mean just a basic education. I mean, we really have to start doing project-based learning early on, pre-K, to develop the problem-solving and critical thinking. Because just memorizing math equations, just memorizing concepts in science isn't going to be applicable in the 21st century when somebody says, I need to build a rocket that can take off and land, and we need to do that.
Okay, so, but let me ask you this. What are we able to do? And we only have about 45 seconds here, so a lot to explain.
Okay.
But what can we do in pre-K that is beneficial in later life?
So we actually do a really pretty good job in pre-K because we allow the kids to play. So if we allow them to play and play doing science and having them build and construct things and discover what we call those scientific phenomena, what it'll do is it'll create that lifelong learning and habits of mind that are so essential to take place throughout the rest of education. Without a strong foundation, a building will not stand. And I think we need to teach more science, math, but in the sense of play, early on.
Dave Crowther, thank you so much for being here. Your enthusiasm is very catching. We appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews. And I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes.